WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning. We have made it to the end of the week.
Yes,
it is Friday, April 12th, 2024. Mix of clouds and sun today. High near 67. I don't know about you, but it was super windy at my place this morning.
I know. This is like that ear infection weather.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what?
The wind starts whipping around, give you an ear infection. Your mom didn't tell you that.
Is that a true thing?
Do I always thought it was a true ears? Thing. You got to plug your ears because the wind whips you too much. It'll infect you, mess with your eardrum.
Give
you ear infection.
I was unaware.
So I remember when I was a kid, when it was really cold and windy, my ear would hurt.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't know if it was because of the cold weather or the wind or maybe the combination of two.
I was always told that. I don't know.
Looking ahead at the weekend, sunny and 80 by Sunday. And
what?
The beginning of the week next week looks like we're going to be in the 80s, upper 70s.
Yeah.
So it looks good. Right now, 51 in the NRV, 56 in Lynchburg, 57 in Roanoke.
Okay, I'm doing some Googles right now.
I'm doing it right now.
They said, despite what a lot of people think, going outside in the wind or cold without a hat on or anything like that won't cause an ear infection. Ear infections happen behind the eardrum, not in front of it where the cold and the wind would hit. An ear infection is caused by bacteria, and it is a common complication of a viral cold.
You know what? Let me call up all the aunties. Let me call up everybody. Because, look, even grandma, my grandma used to say, get a cigar and blow cigar smoke into your ear.
I have heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard that one before.
Yeah,
for an ear infection.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there beside my uncle.
He's like, whoo! We're taking care of this, Antoine.
It's all this smoke in my head.
All right. So I think it's time that we talk about what we all did yesterday. And Antoine initially brought up, I forgot why you brought up the new Little Caesars Crazy Puffs.
Because I wasn't paying attention to either one of you guys when we were off the air and I was scrolling TikTok and a comedian Kev on stage was doing a food review of the Crazy Puffs at Little Caesars. And it made me want them. And I'm someone who, I don't eat Little Caesars.
Oh, well, see, Little Caesars, it's hot and ready. You better eat it hot. That's all I'm going to say.
Because it's ready right there.
Yeah, so Antoine put that in the atmosphere. And then after I left the show yesterday, I'm like, you know, I kind of want Crazy Puffs from Little Caesars.
Uh-huh.
So, Antoine, you said you went and got Crazy Puffs on the way from here. I had Crazy Puffs delivered to me last night for dinner, and then I texted a picture to Antoine and Monica, and then I got Crazy Puffs, and then, Monica, you go get Crazy Puffs.
I did. I said, you know, well, damn it. Let me go over here to Little Caesars, and I said, we got to all try it at once, you know.
All right, so on a scale of 1 to 10, Monica, we will start with you. 10 being amazing. How do you rate Little Caesars Crazy Puffs?
I'll give the Crazy Puffs a 6.
You gave them a 6?
I give them a 6 because they were hot.
Okay.
They were really hot.
And that's
the
good.
Cheese was really gooey.
That's a good thing.
The sauce was so hot. I burned my fingers. And they get, you know, and I got a side of sauce too. So, you know, I felt like it was a 6. It was okay while hot.
Okay. Chris, what do you give the puffs?
Well, I got mine delivered, so it took them about 30 minutes, and they were lukewarm when I got them. But for being lukewarm, they were pretty good. But I thought it came with sauce. I didn't pay extra for sauce. I didn't have any sauce. So,
okay.
But I thought they were good.
So what number?
Exactly.
I went 6.
6? Okay. Yeah, yeah.
6 right. On lukewarm.
All right. Okay. Mine were hot, and they were pretty good. I gave them a 7.5 to an 8.
Okay.
I would do it again. I've already decided I'm going to get them again at some point with the side of wings.
Yes. I know people have been trying them like on TikTok. They're all over the place. I'm like, really? But yeah, it's not bad. Not bad. There was a kid running out with a bunch of them yesterday, too. I was like,
just boxes on boxes.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
Yeah, I'm struggling. I'm struggling to decide if I think this number is too low or if this number is too high, because one rule that most people try to abide by, to not go grocery shopping when they're hungry. When you're on an empty stomach, you really shouldn't go, because that's when you end up down getting the fruit snacks, you're getting some cookies.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. You get a whole bunch of things you don't need. What do you think? Actually, no, I'm just going to tell you the number. According to this research, it is $26 extra that you are spending when you go grocery shopping hungry.
Okay, just 26?
On average. On average, it's $26. Do you feel like that's too low or too high? for what reality is.
Actually, I feel like that is about right.
$26? You know?
Yeah, because I'll have my grocery list. And by the time I like go through the aisles and I see like a, you know, bags of chips or something or whatever, okay, toss them in the basket.
That's $1.99 right there. Okay.
Yeah. Or maybe there's like there's some kind of frozen cobbler or something like, oh, me and the kids can have this later. Then you start racking up. You know,
that's another $6.99. You know what?
So it's about right, I think.
I think you're right. The way you when you started to talk about it, and then I was thinking about the prices. $26 feels like the right amount that we're spending unnecessarily.
Yeah.
They did say that the research also found that the average person makes 2 grocery runs per week.
Legitimate
runs, not swing by and pop. It's like, I need to refill, I need to restock, because they said the average run is $162 for their haul.
Okay.
Well, I would say that I do go to the grocery store twice a week, and I do that because when I go to the grocery store, I don't buy a big haul. I just buy what I need for a couple of days.
Okay.
Because if I go in and say, oh, I'm going to go grocery shop for the entire week, a week later, a lot of that stuff that I bought, I haven't even touched, and I probably I don't feel like eating it, or it's gone bad.
Okay. Well, I do go once a week for like the big shopping moment, like the big, That happens usually today, like Fridays.
Oh, you do it on Fridays?
Yeah, I do it on Fridays.
Oh, for some reason, I don't know why, but in my head, you did it on Sundays.
No, I'm just there every day. No, I do. I go to the grocery store like every day.
That's the reason.
But I get the big load once a week.
All right, well, just make sure you eat first. Okay, we were talking about the little crazy puffs from Little Caesars. Uh-huh. Go get you a box, $3.99, before you go spend an extra $26.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
This is cool. So Spotify, they're planning to introduce a new feature that will let users remix songs.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's only going to be available on a subscription level called Super Premium. So you got to pay a little extra. Yes, just a little bit. Yeah, and they said with this new feature, it allows users to speed up, mash up, and edit songs.
Good. Now Monica can leave me alone.
Nope.
Because what you don't know is during the day when we are listening to music, Monica will randomly pull a song out and play it on her phone and say, hey, Antoine, do you think that song could go with this song? Could you mix those two together? I'm like, will you leave me alone? Nope. I am not your personal DJ.
Because sometimes I hear a song in the car and I'm like, hold on. I tell the kids, I said, hold on, I'm going to have to call Antoine because he has to remix this for the prom. He has a prom coming up. Yeah. I just want to sound great. I just know it is.
Let me help him out a little bit. Now, the downside with this new feature on Spotify, you can't share it at all.
Nope.
So you can't.
Can't put it on TikTok.
No TikTok, no Instagram.
Because you know that's where we're going.
It's just for you.
Yeah.
Well, I have a feeling that now that everyone is going to have access to this feature if they want to pay for it, there's probably a lot of mixes not everybody needs to hear anyway.
Oh, that's true.
It's
going to
be good enough.
Okay. Kourtney Kardashian, she gave birth to a beautiful baby back in November. Mm-hmm. And she says that, you know, occasionally you get sick, right?
Yep.
Well, now she has a solution. She has a secret to health. It's her own breast milk. So she drinks her breast milk when she's, you know, feeling sick, feeling down.
There could be some legitimacy to that.
Oh, there is.
Because there are boxers who drink their own urine, and it recycles the nutrients.
We ain't talking about that. And the golden milk is different from the urine of Mike Tyson.
It is healthy to drink your own urine because you're just recycling those nutrients.
Would you drink Mike Tyson's urine?
Not someone else's urine.
I mean, but I'm just saying.
You're
why
supposed
not,
to drink
if it's
your
clean.
Own urine.
Oh, okay, well.
That's disgusting.
All right, this is what left. All right, sorry. Sorry. All right, okay. Because somebody's enjoying breakfast. They just put down their apple juice. Yeah.
Breast milk. Sorry. Let's get back to
breast milk. If you got leftover breast milk, though, you know, just take a sip when you're feeling bad. All right. So, okay, moving on to O.J. Simpson. He passed.
Well, I was going to say Chloe's dad. That's always been the rumor.
That
OJ is Chloe's father.
Which is not true.
Are we sure?
Oh, yes. Are we sure?
I look at that face.
Yep.
She does look like she got a little touch of OJ in there.
It's not true.
You don't think it was a little touch of OJ?
I need that ancestry.com information first.
Okay, but OJ, he passed away yesterday at the age of 76 to cancer. I didn't know he was battling cancer.
I didn't
either. But yeah, he did pass away. I was a little surprised by the reactions on socials. I mean, while, you know, OJ, if you're familiar with the story of OJ back in 94, somebody killed his ex-wife, Nicole Brown, and her friend Ron Goldman. And OJ, even though he was speeding off in that Bronco, you have to go back to the footage. It wasn't OJ leaving the scene. what is it? If the glove doesn't fit, must have quit.
Yeah, that's what Johnny Cochran said. Yeah, yeah. It's a very complicated situation.
It is. So you can, you know, Google all that information if you're not familiar. But a lot of folks were just putting up memes and laughing yesterday. I mean, while OJ is a criminal, it's kind of like still a passing of someone, you know? I don't know.
I think because it's such... It's a hard conversation to have, right? Yeah. Because when someone passes away, you automatically want to feel sympathy. You automatically want to feel empathy
right.
for the family, for everyone that lost.
Right.
But then when it's OJ who portrayed himself as not a great person,
it's
tough
to
feel that way. So you don't necessarily want to pile on him. You also don't want to be rude. So you laugh. You make jokes. And yeah, there's been many memes and stuff. It's so awkward.
And there's middle ground with it because like you are right with that. You know, because there was a couple memes. I'm like, they're so stupid with that one. But you know, one person posted and just went, bah, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah,
and I'm like, that was a lot going on.
No, it's oh man, that's a conversation. OJ Simpson is something I could talk hours about, just all the different layers to it.
Oh.
It's such a complicated
situation. Give us a first layer that you would want to like talk about.
The person versus the athlete.
The person versus the athlete. Because
he's one of the best running backs of all time. He's one of the best NFL football players of all time. Mm-hmm. And he had his, you know, success there.
Yes.
But got to separate that from the person. Like,
and the person.
It's so complicated. It's so complicated,
and
Monica.
He's Chloe's dad.
He is Chloe's dad.
Yeah, that's another layer.
Antoine's complicated conversation about OJ coming soon to a podcast. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris with our question of the day. If you get the answer correct, you'll win a pair of tickets to Down by Downtown Music Festival next Friday night with headliner Margo Price. And since it is National Grilled Cheese Day, do most Americans cut their grilled cheese in half or diagonal, like as in triangles? Mm-hmm. We got Eric on the phone. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning.
All right, Eric, so how are people cutting their grilled cheese? Horizontally or diagonally?
They're going to cut it diagonally.
You say diagonally, well, you would be right.
Yep. Yeah. Is that how you do yours, too?
That is.
That's the way to do it, unless you're Panera Bread.
I feel that all sandwiches taste better when they're cut diagonally.
They do.
Because you get a point of entry. Like, they're just better.
Do you find that you stare at your sandwich when you cut it diagonal? Like, you stare at it a little bit more.
I appreciate it more.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks prettier.
It does.
Eric, let me ask you this. When you have a grilled cheese, do you feel like you have to have something to go with it, or can you just have a grilled cheese by itself?
I normally just eat it by itself.
Oh, so he makes a good grilled cheese. That's what he's saying.
Eric sounds like a man on the move. He ain't got time. Like, he makes that grilled cheese, and he hops in his truck, and he heads to wherever he needs to be.
Oh, he hops in the truck. So I'm being nosy.
He's a man of passion.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a vending driver.
Oh, you said, are you a driver?
Yeah, I'm a driver for a vending company.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Yep.
He's hopping in his truck with his grilled cheese. He ain't got time to be lollygagging.
Well, he's going to have time for Down by Downtown. I know that much. He's going to be there hanging out with Margo Price April the 19th at Elmwood Park from K92.
Be prepared to facepalm because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber.
Let's get this out the way right now.
Mm.
What I'm going to share this morning, I understand there could be some health benefits behind it.
Uh-oh.
Maybe helps you live longer, keeps you from getting diabetes or whatever it is. I still think it's dumb until it has a new name and a new activity. Have you guys ever heard of fart walks?
No.
You know, like going on a fart walk.
Nope. I've never heard that.
Like on each step you fart.
Have you ever been?
I feel like they do that at elementary schools. Like all the kids, they have fart walks all day.
Yeah, on accident, right? Well, there's this author of a cookbook where she is saying that fart walks are important. And her and her husband, they go on fart walks every day.
About 60 minutes after we've eaten, we put on our running shoes and off we go. Now, why do we do this? Well, we eat a lot of fiber, so we have gas. Everybody does. And, you fart when you walk. So that's why I named it that. But the main reason that we do the fart walks is because by walking for as little as 2 minutes, we usually walk for about 10, 15, 20, but not really quickly. It's more of a moderate walk. So sign yourself up for fart walks.
Yeah, they bond and funk.
10 to 15 minutes, they are just walking down the greenway, Just farting as they walk.
Okay.
No, absolutely.
Full of
not.
Fiber.
Because someone's downwind. Someone will be downwind of all these farts. I just say no.
She just wants to do that because her and her husband don't have to kill each other sitting in the same room farting after dinner. You can just let you just fart nature and let it just evaporate. You won't ever smell it. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris giving away $1,000 six times a day. If you miss the 7 o'clock cash keyword, it was SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. Enter SCORE at K92Radio.com or open up the K92 Radio app and do it there. And you could win $1,000.
And while you're entering that word trying to win that money, I need your help. It's an emergency. One of our coworkers loves to bake, loves to cook, and they love to share what they bake and cook with all of us.
Yes.
And so she brought in some lemon bars today.
Okay.
And they look delicious. But here's the thing. I'm not completely sure if I'm going to like the lemon bars or not.
Mm-hmm.
So my question to you is, when I try the lemon bar, do I need to try it in front of her or is that too risky? Because I've been told multiple times this morning that I need to try the lemon bar in front of her so that she could see the expression on my face and know that I find it to be delicious.
Well yeah, I think you have to try it in front of her. It's kind of like when someone gives you a gift, they wait and look at you and wait for you to open it because they want to see the surprise like on your face because everyone, they feel good when you make someone feel good, you know, for a lot of folks.
But
that's
what if by happenstance, it doesn't make me feel good? Like then when it's in my mouth.
Then you poke it in the side of your cheek and you wait to leave the room.
But
put it in a napkin.
But I have to smile. That's my concern, is that my face is going to tell the truth if my taste buds don't like it.
Well, let me tell you this. I tried one of Taylor's lemon bars and they're amazing. But if you don't normally like a lemon bar.
I've never had a lemon bar.
Oh.
Okay, well, do you like lemon pie?
Nope, he's never had a lemon.
Oh my God.
I don't eat pie. I've never had lemon pie before. I like lemons.
Okay, yeah.
But that doesn't mean you never like the lemon bar.
Well, let me tell you this. It's very lemony. It's sweet and tart at the same time. So if that's not what you want and you don't want to disappoint her by not eating it in front of her, then don't do it.
Oh, you know what? You just take a bite of it and just go, if you don't like it, okay.
All right, well, let me ask you this then. Let's generalize this. Typically, what's the rule? If someone hands you something like, oh, I made this cake, I made this brownie, I made this cookie, is it the general rule to eat that cookie in front of them, to try it in
yes.
front of them?
Yes, I agree. Mm-hmm. And if I'm the one, if I'm the one presenting you a cookie or something I made, then I'm going to want to see your reaction because I'm like, you know what? I made this batch of cookies. These are really good. I know Antoine's going to love it. And I'm sharing my excitement to you. And I want to see your reaction Antoine really likes them.
I hate people like that.
Well,
I hate that because now all the pressure falls on me to not let you down. That is so unfair. I didn't even ask for this lemon bar.
Yeah.
But now I'm feeling pressure to like
it. But you have all the pressure. And the thing is, like for me, I'm like, I can't lie about it. So my face will tell it. I just won't say anything. My mom made it a long time ago, Mom. She listens. She remembers. She made a cake. The cake wasn't good. Like this was years ago. And I remember taking a bite and I went, You know, because it goes back to you know, Bambi, little Thumper. If you can't say anything good, don't say anything. No, I didn't say anything.
Yeah, I don't like that. Don't give me something and then wait for my response. That's unfair. That's too much pressure on me.
All right.
I want to be present for it, though.
Since you have never had a lemon bar, I will volunteer to have a second lemon bar. And you can cut off a piece of it and taste it. And you don't have to do that around her. And then you can know what a lemon bar tastes like.
I think he does have to do it around her.
You don't have to tell her either way if you like it or not.
I thought you guys both just told me I need to try it in front of her. Now Chris, you're telling me not to. I'm confused on what I'm supposed to do.
Because you said you've never tried one at all, I want you to at least try it. Okay.
So I need to try it before, and then if I like it, I need to go do it
in
front of her?
Yes. Then you need to go. I'll give you a little piece of mine. If you like it, then you go grab a full one and you take a bite of it in front of her.
I'm just throwing this damn lemon bar in the trash. I'm over it.
He may only be a dog dad, but his jokes are just as corny. It's Chris Ryan with dad jokes and puns on K92.
All right. What do you call a maternity ward that serves pizza?
What?
Little cesareans.
C-sections.
Why are chiropractors so busy?
Why is that?
Because they have back-to-back appointments.
Okay.
I love when a joke makes sense.
Yep.
That makes sense.
What vegetable is slightly cool?
Oh, boy. What's that?
Radish.
Radish. totally, dude.
Rad-ish, dude. It
took me a second because I've never said the word rad before. Yeah. It took me a second. I'm with you now.
You don't seem like a guy that would say rad.
Rad.
That's rad.
That's kind of more like an 80s and 90s term.
Yeah.
What did the pirate say when he was on Wheel of Fortune?
What'd he say?
I'd like to buy an eye.
Oh!
I was expecting some kind of R kind of joke. Yeah. The eye threw me. I liked it. You got me.
All right, the last one here. How many narcissists does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
None. They use gaslighting.
Oh, well, okay. You know what?
That was a good one right there. I like that one.
Hey, feeling good.
K92 Morning Thing, Monica, Antoine, and Chris. We are feeling good heading into the weekend, and so are you, because Cheyenne from Dublin texted in to 52353, feeling good about doing nothing. Whoever created the 5-day work week is crazy.
Yes.
Sometimes you just need self-care, and self-care is doing nothing.
Yeah, because when you really think about it, working 5 days out of seven, and then you only get one day to catch up on everything.
Yes.
And then Sunday, you're preparing for Monday. You don't really get that much time.
There's no break.
There's
no true break. Yeah, so you do nothing, Cheyenne.
Shout out to you, Cheyenne. I'm feeling good because I am doing something this weekend. I am DJing the prom for Franklin County High School.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason that I'm feeling good outside of it's going to be a great event, I'm feeling fancy because I went to the dry cleaners yesterday and I picked up my suit and my shirt and everything. And I tell you, there is just no feeling. I feel like royalty anytime I go to the cleaners. I'm like, oh, excuse me, sir. That is my suit. Bring it over to me. Put it in the car.
Oh,
like,
sir,
that's
Antoine.
How I talk to him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord Antoine.
You like a crumpet.
But yeah, I just feel so fancy when they come out. They're so nice because, you know, they've done their job. I tipped them well and whatnot. And it just makes me smile anytime I'm getting my clothes from the dry cleaner or I'm getting measured like by a tailor. It's easily top three favorite moment of my life.
I was gonna say, do you hang your dry cleaning up in your car so that people can see it?
Oh, yes.
You know, like, you know, roll your window down a little bit. So, like, I have dry cleaning.
I am fancy. But yeah, so that's why I'm feeling good heading into the weekend. How about you, Chris?
Well, I'm feeling good because I got a fresh new haircut. I always feel good
looking
when I get
nice.
A haircut. But this haircut was really special because when I sat down in the chair with my favorite hairdresser who does an amazing job, I found out my haircut was going to be free.
Free?
You got a free haircut.
What?
I got a free haircut yesterday because she says I am one of her favorite customers.
I was going to say, did she mess up somewhere that you didn't see?
No.
Turn around.
Did she tell you it was free halfway through it?
No, she told me, she goes, I'm going to give you a free haircut today because I just love you and your personality and love when you come in here. And I always tip her really well, too. So
okay.
I'm like, this is good. I like this. I got a free haircut and she washed it, too.
Do you tip on a free haircut?
Yes, I tipped.
You still tip.
Okay, yes. I'm asking.
I tipped her like 15.
I cut my own hair. I don't tip myself.
I tipped her like $15.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. The cost of a haircut.
Yeah.
Exactly. let's see. We got another text in to 52353. I'm feeling good because it's the Masters. That's from Tommy. Shout out to Brandon, who is feeling good because he can finally let the cat out of the bag. We didn't know you were keeping a secret. Where he says, I am walking in the New York Fashion Week in September.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I see you,
model. Strut.
Get your model strut on.
Uh-huh.
Monica, why are you feeling good? Give us a tease.
I am feeling good because I took a hint. I'll explain.
You took a hint.
I took a hint. Yep. That's coming up in just a few minutes on K92.
Hey, feeling good.
Are feeling good here on the K92 Morning Thing, Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And based off of your text messages into 52353, you are also feeling good heading into the weekend. Amy from Roanoke says that she is feeling good because she has taken her daughter to a car event to the racetrack in Maryland.
Oh, this is going to be nice and loud and fun.
I would say that all of that's very vague.
A car event
on a racetrack. Like, what kind? Is it a NASCAR race? Is it Indy 5? Like, not Indy 500, because it'd be in Indianapolis. But what kind of race is it, Amy? Give us more details.
She's like, that's all I know.
It's
a car. Maybe that's all she knows. She's not really into it, but it's for her. For her daughter.
That sounds like a confused mother. Like, you know, I don't know. I'm taking the baby to the place.
It's
the
an
thing.
Event. They do things there.
Yeah.
Monica, what has you feeling good heading into the weekend?
I am feeling good because I took the hint. All right? Because yesterday, we were talking about when it's time to leave a party or leave someone's house. How do you, you know, how do you get someone out of your house? Because I'm that person that will linger and I will hang around and not pick up the hint. I won't. I just don't see it. I'm just oblivious.
No matter if we're cleaning up, you're cleaning up, yawning, nothing.
Yeah, I mean, usually you could walk to the door and stand there. And I'm like, what are you standing at the door for?
Come on, sit back down.
Well, yesterday I popped over to see one of my girlfriends and I'm talking. I'm hanging out for a minute. We're catching up. And I notice that she glances at her phone and she glances over at her watch. And I'm like, she's glancing a lot. She has things to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I look over, I said, you got stuff to do. Let me just, you know, pick up and head out. But it's great seeing you and give her hugs and love and all that. But I said, let me pick up the hints that she's throwing at me.
Look,
I see you.
I'm proud of you.
I am so proud that Monica learned something from the show yesterday.
And
she put it into action.
Now, will it stick? I don't know. But yesterday, I caught it.
I feel like we just learned something, Chris. We just need to glance a lot. When we need to get rid of Monica, just start glancing
all
over the place.
Well, I know what y'all are doing. I'm like, okay, y'all trying to...
We're trying to get rid of
y'all
you.
Stop doing it right now, though.
just,
you know?
Like, if she just y'all stop glancing right now. Keep texting in to 52353.
I'm the biggest. It's the Honda Gathering is where she's going. The Honda Gathering car show.
Y'all, there are too many forms. Okay, parents out there, I think that most parents will agree that there's too many forms for us to fill out. When it comes to the kids, there's a form for everything. And while I get that schools, they need to cover their butt, you know? Mm-hmm. So you have to fill out a permission slip for field trip to 7-Eleven. You know, you have to fill it out.
Yes, you do.
You know, and what are they allergic to? Same thing they were allergic to last time. But I feel like I'm filling out forms every day. And Ava, she's part of the track team of her high school. There's forms for that. Every time I turn around, there's something else. Are you tired of them? Like I am.
I think form culture has gotten out of hand. Let's be honest. I feel like we have to fill out forms for everything. Like, perfect example. I went to the doctor last week, and before I set my appointment, they said, hey, we're going to email you some forms to fill out and bring with you so you don't have to do that stuff in the waiting room.
Yeah.
So they said they sent that out. I printed it all out. I found a printer. I hand wrote it and made it all nice and neat.
Mm.
And then I get to the appointment, hand them my forms. And then next thing you know, they're giving me a clipboard with a couple more forms. I'm like, wait a second here. I just filled out everything. No, you get that information off the 10 forms I just gave
you.
And you fill out these forms that you just gave me. Or have you been in the situation where you go online where you can like book an appointment somewhere? This happened a lot during COVID when you had to go in and like put in your COVID shots ahead of time.
Yeah.
And you're all your information. You go there, you hit submit, all right, I'm good to go. You get to the doctor's office or wherever, and they say, well, I don't see your information. Then, you know, I'm like, well, figure it out, Susan. I already did it.
And they hand you that clipboard with that form.
Yeah, no,
and he's
Susan.
Like, here's a pen. Flip it over. There's more stuff on the back.
You better call your tech guy because it's in the computer somewhere.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I know that we have to fill out these forms. They need the information. They need to make sure that they cover their backs and stuff. And I get that. At the same time, I'm like, it's still the same information.
Here's a hot take for you. I'm going to give you a hot take. Especially at the doctor's office or where there's a waiting room, I don't mind the forms because it gives me something to do while I'm waiting because I'm going to get to my appointment on time. The doctor is never on time.
Mm-hmm.
So while I'm sitting there, I can only read the Reader's Digest or those little highlights magazines, but so many times.
Oh,
so
see.
Give me something to keep me engaged.
I see
I don't
a form,
mind
and that's when my hand cramps for some reason. Every time, like, I feel like the first page of, like, seriously, my hand will just start just carpal tunnel.
And sometimes they ask me questions, and I learn more about myself. I'm like, you know what? I totally forgot that I haven't been checked for it. Yeah, influenza in 6 months.
Oh, you realize you don't know anyone's phone number?
Oh, good gracious.
No,
yeah.
I get there.
Phone.
I want to sit there in the waiting room because sitting in the waiting room at the doctor's office is the only time I ever get to watch any kind of soap opera or the Kelly Clarkson talk show. know? It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. Time to get you into the Rail Yard Dogs game tonight. They're in the playoffs. They need a big win, and you could be going to the game tonight if you can play wordplay and win. Who is this?
Kelsey.
Hey, Kelsey. All right, Kelsey, you got a tough decision to make. Who do you want to partner up with? Do you want to play with myself, Monica, or Chris?
Antoine.
All right, you want to go with me?
Oh.
All right.
So Antoine, get on out of here.
All right, let me go ahead and make sure I get out here to the soundproof chamber.
Shoot! We got to talk to Kelsey. How are you doing this Friday? Any plans for the weekend, Kelsey?
Hopefully tonight.
Yeah.
I have a feeling we'll probably get Kelsey covered for tonight.
Okay. All right. So Kelsey, I'm going to give you some words and all you have to do is just predict what Antoine is going to say. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to roll the first word, family. What are you saying?
Reunion.
Reunion. Okay.
All right.
All right. Garbage.
Can.
You said can?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Bread.
Box.
All right. Flat.
Jack.
Okay. Like it. I like it. And the last one is always a name. The name is Michael.
Jackson.
Good, good. All right. Kelsey, I feel good about all your answers. All right. Let's get Antoine back in here. Antoine.
All right. I am back. How did Kelsey do?
She did wonderful.
She did
wonderfully, yes.
Did she really do wonderful, or did she do, like, kind of wonderful?
She did good. I have a feeling she's going to go to the Rail Yard Dogs game.
She's going to be the reason they win tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. If you
I gotta
can
be
make
the
it
reason
happen.
She wins,
yes.
Though.
Yes, you have to be the reason.
Oh,
so
man.
It's all on your plate.
So
the big game tonight.
By the transitive property, I'm the reason that the Rail Yard Dogs will win or lose tonight.
Yep.
Okay.
So whatever happens, you reach out to Antoine. Give him your socials.
All right, Kelsey, all you have to do is match Antoine on two of these words.
Okay.
Okay.
The first word... Antoine, family.
Family. All right. I picked blurred lines because it made me think of my family. So I'm going to go with family reunion.
And Kelsey, you said?
Reunion.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Family
good.
Reunion. I think that's Madea's song. Okay. Anyway. All right. Next word, garbage.
It's a Madea movie.
Movie. Oh, it is.
I don't think
oh,
Madea
it is
makes
a movie.
Music.
I thought it was a song that said family reunion. Anyway. All right. So garbage.
Garbage. I'm going to say garbage bag. Garbage bag.
Kelsey?
Can.
Garbage can. I mean, we're kind of connected. Like, we're right
kinda,
there.
Kind of, but not it.
You're so rude.
Okay, next word,
I'm
bread.
I'm doing that for Kelsey.
Bread.
Oh, I think you said Brad. Bread. Let's go. Bread box, bread loaf, bread box, bread loaf, bread box, bread loaf. Let's say bread box.
And Kelsey?
Box.
Okay.
Full disclosure,
I totally expected that to be wrong, and we were going to move on to another name.
Oh, another okay. Word. Okay, well, you know what? Speaking of the names, it's always a name for the last one.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Michael, what would you say, Antoine?
Oh, Michael, I would say the second best basketball player in the history of the NBA, Michael Jordan.
Oh.
What did Kelsey say?
Michael Jackson.
Oh,
yeah.
They did a song together. I mean, well, they were in a music video together.
Oh, Michael Jordan and Jackson?
Yeah, Michael Jackson was teaching Michael Jordan how to moonwalk in the video.
Oh, I thought he picked him up and carried him and, like, you know.
You're done.
What?
I
got to see that video, I guess. All right. So, Kelsey, you're going to see the Rail Yard Dogs tonight at the Berglund Center. They're going to win, and everybody's going to celebrate because Kelsey was there.
This is all,
uh-huh.
It's all because of you, Kelsey.
Yes.
Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
What to watch this weekend? This music just makes me want to sing. Makes my life a musical. Your K92 Morning Thing, Monica, Antoine, and Chris. Just trying to give you a few recommendations, a few suggestions on what you could spend your time watching because there's so many things out there. We try to whittle it down to help you out a little bit. Monica, is there anything that you're excited to watch or looking forward to watching?
Okay, well, right now I have for the background noise, I have...
I love when you sell it that way.
Okay, but Martin is on Netflix, so you can just have that on in the background because you can chuckle randomly, show Martin.
The 90s TV sitcom, starring Martin Lawrence. Yeah.
But one movie that I want to watch is going to also be on Netflix, like on the 26th this month, is Goodbye Earth. Something to give me anxiety and worry. I don't know why I want to watch it, but I will. So it's like, the end of the earth, clearly.
Hold on.
Huh?
When did you say that comes out?
26th.
It is April 12th.
Yeah.
We have 2 weeks before
we get anxiety.
That. Ain't nobody just sitting there waiting
on 2 weeks.
We
prepping for anxiety. No.
Lord,
except Monica.
All right, about you, Chris. What do you got?
So I saw that the new Omen is out this weekend, and I love horror movies. And initially, I was like, oh, this is another garbage movie, but it's getting really good reviews.
So I'm
kind of intrigued. I think the original Omen was probably the best, and the rest were garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So I might go check that out.
You'll have to let me know how it is, because I'm kind of out on the Omen movies. Because
to your point, they just
haven't been good lately, so I need... an opinion that comes through that says it's really good and worth seeing, or else I'm just tapped out.
Yeah, if I go see it this weekend, I will let you know.
All right, another movie in the theaters right now. They remade Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
Oh, that's what I should see.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even know that was out. I loved that movie
as a kid. I remember talking
about
that.
And I saw they were doing a remake of it. I'm like, they should not touch that movie.
Yeah, well, they touched it. They touched it a lot because it's now out in a movie theater, as well as this other action movie called Civil War. But what I want to share, it's on Netflix. It's a limited series called Baby Reindeer.
Is it anything like Baby Shark?
It is the opposite of it. It's a series about a struggling comedian who, when I say he's struggling, he goes out there on the stage and he is bombing. Like, no one is laughing except for this one woman. Mm-hmm, this one lady is out there laughing, and he takes advantage of that in a sense of he uses her to make him feel better.
Okay.
So he goes out of his way to be nice only because she makes him feel good.
Martha? Is this one woman's name Monica? That's what I was wondering. She's the only one laughing.
I'm looking at the cast right now. So the guy, Donnie, Martha,
So what happens is, by him being nice to her, when he's feeling really good about himself, he's done with her. Like, it's like, I don't need you anymore. I feel good about who I am. Well, she becomes a stalker because of that one nice deed turns her into a stalker. Now she's following him everywhere. She's coming to all of his shows, his restaurant, place that he is at.
You are mine.
She starts to follow him, and it becomes very suspenseful. It's like a thriller.
I'm going to watch it.
Really good.
So it's like reverse You. Like the show, you know, like it's a flip.
I was thinking more like Misery, the old movie Misery with Kathy Bates.
Okay.
Where she kidnapped the author of the book and, you know, kind of held him hostage. It's very similar.
Did he survive?
That.
Spoiler alert.
I can't give out any spoilers. Okay. But yes, it's Baby Reindeer that's on Netflix. And if you need any other recommendations, just visit our website, K92Radio.com. We have all the trailers. We have information for you. Everything to keep you in the loop.
You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And real quick, if you missed this hour's cash keyword, it was Tide, T-I-D-E. Enter Tide at K92Radio.com for your shot to win $1,000.
I'm glad you said that word, too, because I need some Tide Pods.
Tide?
Yep. Is it Tide?
That is my go-to detergent. I live and die by Tide Pods.
It's the best.
See, I'm glad you spelled it, because sometimes when I'm really, really exhausted, I'm not tired. I'm tired. I'm tired, boss. But yeah, so Tide, T-I-D-E, enter at K92Radio.com on your free K92 Radio app. You only have to enter the word Tide one time for your chance at $1,000. You only have to listen to us one time. Monday, 8:20, we got some tickets for you to see Elle King with K92's Wordplay.
Yeah, so she's going to be at Dr. Pepper Park on Thursday, June the 20th. So you want to win a pair of tickets to see Miss Elle.
Now, before you get out of here today,
we have the Morning Thing Nuggets. When life shuts a door, open it again. It's a door. That's how they work.
That's not where I saw that going. I don't know what I thought you were going to say, but that wasn't it. I don't know if you were going to say, come through the window.
Open the window.
Knock it down. Yeah. Find a new house. I don't know what you were going to say.
Yeah, tear down the door. Kool-Aid man.
If a door closes in your face, just open it back up. That's the purpose of it.
Yes.
I like it, Monica. Whatever you decide to do this weekend, have fun. Be safe. Brand new episode of The Thing Monday morning at 6 a.m. Peace.
Toodaloo.
Later, Gator.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.